Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's radio show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father and daughter time, and we've been doing this show together for something like about 7 years now, since she was 6 years old. Sometimes we have special guests call in. Sometimes it's family, friends, and neighbors. And sometimes, especially when there's an award show, we have special shows in which we talk about the upcoming awards. So, what's going on today, Fiona?
The Oscars.
The Oscars. You pretty excited about the Oscars?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so before we launch into talking about the Oscars, I want to encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, share them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, you have up the list of various categories, stuff like that, that there are awards for. So do you want to pretty much take it from here? Tell us, you know, what's the first category?
The first category on the Oscars website is Best Picture. And the nominees are American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Games, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
Okay. Now, how much do you know about any of those movies?
I know, actually, about quite a few of them. I know a lot about American Sniper. There's been a lot of controversy over that one because it kind of glamifies what being in Iraq is really like.
Okay, okay. Now, have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Have any of your friends seen it?
I don't believe so, but I'm not sure.
So none of them have spoken about seeing it with you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's American Sniper. Anything more you know about American Sniper?
Not really, except a really famous actor was in it, and everybody loved him. Clint Eastwood. Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Okay.
And, like, a bunch of other famous people that everybody loves. So, and then there's Birdman, which I know absolutely nothing about.
You know, I'm surprised. I'm wondering if that's something that, you know, you might not have liked, but it might be that some of your friends would like. Because Birdman is, and I'm trying to think, do you have up there who starred in Birdman?
Alejandro G.
And my computer's just starting.
Oh, Alejandro G. Iñárritu, that's his full name.
And what?
Alejandro G. Iñárritu, that's his full name.
Okay. I think the thing that's really noted is the person who starred in it, is a person named, Michael Keaton. Does the name Michael Keaton ring a bell?
No, and he's not listed under, like, the people that were in Birdman. Like,
yeah, you know, I think the page that you're looking at is listing, like, who directed it or stuff like that, not listing the actors.
Oh, might be.
Okay, so Michael Keaton was perhaps better known for, instead of being Birdman, being, and I'm trying to find the proper,
yeah.
Let's see. For being Batman.
Oh.
Now, a lot of your friends liked Batman, right?
No.
No? No? Well, okay, so let's rephrase it. A lot of the boys that you go to school with like Batman?
No.
Really?
Well, down with DC, along with Marvel.
Okay. I thought that my recollection from back in, like, about fifth grade was that a lot of your friends liked Batman. And
no,
at
Batman's
that point,
bad.
Sort
Batman's
of,
very, very bad.
And it was because you hadn't gotten, you weren't, and they weren't aware of the competing fandoms. But the nature of Birdman is about a washed-up actor who had formerly been a superhero in the movies, and it's sort of about all of that sort of stuff. So it's fairly interesting, you know, the question of, you know, what happens to superheroes or to people who play superheroes after they age. So, okay. So, Boyhood, do you know anything about Boyhood?
It was, like, filmed over, like, 12 years of some kid, someone who's, like, 6 years old till
right.
Older.
Right. Yeah, so it's a movie that it took them 12 years to make. And so both of those are very interesting movies about sort of just the nature of filmmaking. And it's also worth noting that that Boyhood was directed by Richard Linklater, who directed, what else did he do? There were a few other ones that were, not finding, oh, Waking Life. He directed Waking Life, which is a really strange movie that I liked a lot a long time ago. So, yeah, he's, and I think there were some other earlier films of his that I really liked, but I just can't think of them off the top of my head. So, that's Richard Linklater, who directed Boyhood, and so that should be interesting. Grand Budapest Hotel, same sort of thing, Wes Anderson. My boss loves Wes Anderson movies. Do you know anything about Grand Budapest Hotel?
I've heard a lot about it, and I've seen, like, the ads for it, but I haven't seen it or anything.
Okay. Did you see Moonrise Kingdom?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that was out, like, about 3 years ago, and I think we had talked about going that. Mr. Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I saw that, I think. I saw, like, part of it.
Okay. So those are some of the other ones by Wes Anderson. So do you know anything about what it's about?
It's about Grand Budapest Hotel, isn't it? A hotel in India, and a bunch of old white people go there.
Well, I would guess that it's more likely in Budapest, but I don't know where it is. And there's, you know, there used to be these grand old hotels that sort of you don't see anymore. So, yeah, it's supposed to be a really good movie. My boss and my boss's boss both loved that. But, okay, so then The Imitation Game. Do you know anything about The Imitation Game?
Nothing other than Benedict Cumberbatch was in it.
And so what do you think about Benedict Cumberbatch?
He's awesome.
Okay, so you like his acting? Now, oops, and my computer's acting a little flaky here. So I'm wondering, does he play, what role does he play? And I'm pulling that up right now. So he does play Alan Turing. Alan Turing, do you know anything about Alan Turing?
No.
Okay, Alan Turing is a famous mathematician, cryptographer, computer scientist, artificial intelligence person, very, very important thinker. And it's about during World War II trying to figure out how the German code machine works. And one of the other things to know about Alan Turing, or two other things to know. One is that he was gay when it was illegal to be gay in England. And so he had a pretty miserable life because of that. But he's also really well known for this thing called the Turing test. You know what the Turing test is?
No.
So the idea of the Turing test is, let's say, and let's put it in sort of modern parlance, okay? And you get a phone call. And somebody on the other end of the phone is talking with you. And you can't tell whether or not that's really a person or whether it's a robot, whether it's artificial intelligence. A robot that is that good, artificial intelligence that is that good, is said to have passed the Turing test. So, you know, so you think of it, you know, you talk with Siri a bit, right?
Yeah.
But you still know that that's like, it's computer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, can you imagine Siri getting to the point where somebody could talk with a program like Siri and not know whether it was a computer program or somebody else at the other end of the line?
I bet Steve made that mistake.
Huh?
Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Ah, okay.
He wouldn't make a mistake like that.
Okay. So, next movie, Selma. What do you know about Selma?
Absolutely nothing. Other than Oprah like, did something with it.
Okay. Selma is about the life of Martin Luther King. How much do you know about okay?
Yeah, like, I knew that. Just put that.
And particularly talking about, you know, the really important march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, is part of trying to get the right to vote for black people.
Yeah.
So, it is the background noises I'm hearing. Is that telling me that the hors d'oeuvres are done?
Yes, many quiches are getting taken out of the oven as we speak.
Okay, good. So, our listeners may want to know that our typical watching pattern is after the show we'll watch, you know, some of the red carpet if we have time, and watch some of the show and eat stuff like, you know, a lot of hot hors d'oeuvre sort of stuff. And
yes,
I also, you know what
carpet.
Else? Yes, and you know what else is going on right now, Fiona?
What?
I think it is Max who is asking to come into the room where I'm doing the call from. Yep, there's Max out there. Okay.
Well, Leslie's up here with me begging for some quiche. So.
Yeah, that is not surprising. Okay, so Selma, Theory of Everything. Do you know anything about the Theory of Everything?
That was so good.
So you saw the Theory of Everything?
Yes, I totally cried.
You totally cried? Okay. So what do you think? Is that your pick for the best movie?
Yes, it was. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Okay. And then the last one. And so what's Theory of Everything about?
It's about, oh, my God, what's his name? The really famous scientist who had that weird disease.
Okay.
I can't remember what was his name. Oh, my God. He was on the Big Bang Theory recently.
Okay.
I feel like it starts with an H.
His last name starts with an H?
Yeah.
And his first name begins with an S?
I think so.
And his wife's name was Jane?
I think so.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking?
Yeah. It was about the life of Stephen Hawking. You know they're divorced now, right?
I had heard about that from you, from what you saw in the movie. But I don't really know a lot about his life. Okay. And then the other nominee for Best Movie is Whiplash. Do you know anything about Whiplash?
No.
It's about a person going to music school, learning to play drums, and the teacher's a really mean teacher.
Oh.
Okay. So, that's kind of it, and you're going with Theory of Everything for Best Picture, then.
Theory of Everything.
Okay. You know, I'm thinking that because I think all of these are great movies.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I fell in love with the Theory of Everything. It was just
right.
So good. So
I'm thinking that Birdman or Boyhood may be the more likely winners.
Oh, I was thinking it would probably be American Sniper.
Well, that could be, too, because American Sniper has been very, very popular. And the question is, are they going to go for the most popular movie, the most moving movie, or perhaps a movie that says the most about movies? And they may end up going for the one that says the most about movies, which ends up probably being a toss-up between Birdman and Boyhood.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go and, you know, we've spent a lot of time on Best Picture, so we don't have a lot of time. So let's do another category. And instead of going to the next category, there's two special categories I think we need to talk about.
Which one?
The best plant in a leading role.
I am Groot.
I am Groot. So, yeah, so that's your favorite movie of the year was Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Yeah, and so you think Groot should get a award for best plant in a movie?
Yes, and Rocket should get an Oscar. Groot and Rocket should get an Oscar for being the best team and cutest team.
Okay.
And most cried over team.
Yeah. Okay.
I cried all 5 times I saw that movie.
Okay.
This is a very good movie. It's very emotional.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about best actor then.
Okay. So there is Steve Carell from Foxcatcher, Bradley Cooper, American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton in Birdman, or Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything. My bet's on Eddie, because, oh my God, it was, like, spot on acting.
Yeah, you think? So you think he did a better job than well, actually, you haven't seen Imitation Game, but you think he did a job that is better than what you imagine Benedict Cumberbatch did?
Honestly, yes, because it's got to be so hard to fake an illness like that.
Okay, well, there's a very good observation there.
Like, to do everything that he did, it was amazing acting.
Right. Although, again, Michael Keaton with Birdman could end up getting it, again, for that same sort of movies about movies, that sort of self-reflective aspect, and because he's had a long career. Or Bradley Cooper could get it because just so many people are paying attention to that. Do you know anything about Foxcatcher?
No, I don't.
Okay, Foxcatcher is about Olympic wrestlers and a multimillionaire who wants to end up helping them be successful. But there's a lot of sort of dysfunction in that whole situation. That's that. Okay, move on to actress in a leading role.
All righty. So we have Marion Cotillard, 2 days, one night. Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore in Still Alice. Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl. And Reese Witherspoon in Wild.
So we've spoken about Theory of Everything, but we haven't spoken about any of those other movies. Do you know any of those movies?
I know about Gone Girl.
So what can you tell me about Gone Girl?
It's about this couple, and the like guy's a monster, but the woman's like really, really crazy and like fakes her own murder. Everybody's convinced it was her husband that did it, but she actually runs away, and she's really, really crazy, but then they end up staying together in the end of the movie.
Okay.
But she's, like, really crazy.
Okay. So, do you know anything about any of the other ones?
I know about Still Alice.
What do you know about Still Alice?
At least I think it's Still Alice. It's like about she got like Alzheimer's, I believe
right.
It is, and can't remember
yeah.
her life. Yeah, that's supposed to be really, really good.
Right. You know, everything I'm hearing is that it will most likely be Julianne Moore in Still Alice that gets it. And I don't know, do you know anything about 2 days, one night?
No.
No? Okay. So, a young Belgian mother discovers that her workmates have opted for a significant pay bonus in exchange for her dismissal. Oh, I've heard about that. She has only one weekend to convince her colleagues to give up their bonuses so that she can keep her job. That may be an interesting surprise one. You know, the Reese Witherspoon Wild, not hearing a lot of great stuff. I think Still Alice is most likely there. Okay. Let's just take a quick look at how we're doing on the show. Okay, we only have 5 minutes left. So, actor in a supporting role?
Actor in a supporting role, we have Robert Duvall, The Judge, Ethan Hawke, Boyhood, Edward Norton, Birdman, Mark Ruffalo, Foxcatcher, J.K. Simmons in Whiplash.
Okay.
I know who I want to win.
Who do you want to win?
Mark Ruffalo and Foxcatcher, duh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And why is that? I don't... What can you say about Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo.
Okay. Why do you think he should win?
Well, I don't know how he was in Foxcatcher, but do you know who else he's played?
Well, let's see. I think he played Cameron in Infinitely Polar Bear. Or Adam in Thanks for Sharing. Oh, I know, because he was in Iron Man 3.
He was in Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh? Why does that seem strange?
I didn't know that. I was thinking about when he was in, you know, the Avengers.
Ah, okay. Well, so the Avengers, and what's the relationship between Iron Man and the Avengers?
Iron Man is one of the Avengers, and Ruffalo is not Iron Man. Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk.
Right. So it makes sense that he might be in Iron Man then, right?
Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense, but a lot of people don't know that he was actually in that. It's an uncredited role that he had. Okay. And let's see. And that's in Foxcatcher, so that's interesting. I don't have a strong sense on that. Any of them could easily take that in my mind. Okay, let's move on to actress in a supporting role.
Okay, we have Patricia Arquette in Boyhood, Laura Dern in Wild, Keira Knightley in The Imitation Game, Emma Stone in Birdman, and Meryl Streep in Into the Woods. I heard Meryl Streep was, amazing in Into the Woods.
Well, you know, I think every movie I've seen her in, she's been amazing.
It would
not be surprising. And so if she lived up to her standard, then, yeah, we can easily see her taking that one. Okay. Oh, how about this? Animated feature film.
There is Big Hero 6, The Box Trolls, How to Train Your Dragon, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Song of the Sea, and The Tale of the Princess Kaguya.
Okay. And do you know anything about any of these movies?
I know the first three.
Okay. So, what can you say quickly about any of those first three?
They were all supposed to be good. I don't really like the How to Train Your Dragon movie.
Right.
They were that good. I've heard about the Princess Kaguya one. There's been a lot of stuff about that. Karen saw Big Hero 6 and she loved it. So, my money's on Big Hero 6. That's gotten a lot of stuff about it.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of buzz about Big Hero 6. I don't know anything about these. I know that you're not a big fan of How to Train Your Dragon franchise. And the Tale of Princess Kagagura actually sounds really interesting to me in that, you know, Japanese animation is pretty great stuff. And I'm assuming that this is originally a Japanese movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think with that, we're out of time. So you want to take us out and then we can eat hors d'oeuvres and eat and watch a red carpet?
Thanks. Good night. Hopefully listen next week on Fanos Radio Show. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks and good night.